It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural.
Okay, so we'll bring Sean in a moment, sir. So, Edwin or Max, you want to review what happened last time?
Yeah, so we were told about the Nazis operating a listening post or some sort of really southern post that shouldn't be there. So our little contingent of both U.S. and British troops, the four main characters, well, maybe five. I think one was sleeping, or maybe stowed away on the boat. And 10 mooks, general rank and file soldiers, came with us. We landed looking like an atoll, a little atoll.
Don't call me an atoll.
Well, I mean, I can't help it if it's true.
That's true.
We land. We make our way from the sub or the ship. We land on the little atoll. We look around. We find the main opening to an underground base. And we head down, check it. There's a blast door that's closed. We can't get in. Do some more searching. Find a grate, which leads down into the air filtration room. After that, we get everyone down into the base. We look around. We had two of the team, Franklin and Ferguson, headed over and turned on the generators, and we looked around after the lights got turned back on, and every door opened and closed except for the vault. We went in, we're looking around, and saw that it was reinforced way more than anywhere else on the base with extra reinforced heavier steel. And we also saw, as we were walking around, a body hanging out. I think only
Philippe, I think, only saw it.
Only Philippe. I think I saw it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Philippe and I were walking around, and we saw a body hanging out of a ventilation shaft. And when we kind of tried to turn and point it out to anybody, the thing sucked back up in, and nobody else saw.
Our little secret.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want that to be secret.
Yep, that sounds about right. So, you know, pretty much everyone at this point, all 14 of you, are gathered. I think you're still in the vault, so in number 10. Right? You know, kind of looking at this weird damage patterns in this heavy armor plate room. Outside of the vault, of course, you know, there's the submarine there at dock, which is, you know, has a loading derrick collapsed on it and is listing slightly to starboard. You know, otherwise the lights are on, but it's kind of flickering. It is cool, but not cold, but certainly cool down here in the base. It's very quiet, and everything is very still. Even kind of the water in the bay there, you know, isn't moving a whole lot. So, other than your footsteps and the occasional
and the fan.
Cough, yeah. The hum of the generator, the hum of the ventilation fans. So as we said, there were 14 commandos in all, right? The four PCs and then 10 others. One of those others apparently is about to become a little more motivated.
Maybe it's the commander of the mooks. Sergeant.
So, Sean.
Sergeant Sergey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce your character.
Sergey Popov is Russian. He is here to, as part of an international group. He speaks English probably as well as you other two do, but Russian even better. And he is not the leader of the so-called mooks, but instead he is... He's been sort of staying silent just to see what the leadership looks like on this group. And so far, he's doing okay. Yeah. Out-of-game question, is that Russian accent going to drive somebody crazy if we keep doing it?
No, because you haven't heard my German accent yet.
Oh, well, there's something.
Or my French one.
Yeah, we're all about the accents.
Ah, good. Good.
Yeah, so to just kind of review... you know, the map. You guys haven't searched much of the base yet, really.
Right.
Although you have kind of searched the big areas, right? So the ventilation shaft down there, or you know, the ventilation room, which is 15, the workshop 14, the sub dock 12, the generator room 20, and the vault where you all are at the moment 10. That's pretty much all you've seen. So there we are.
Yeah. And we searched the I found nothing in the water. I did look.
And Jim, point of clarification is there's two blast doors for the sub or for like the water for the bay there. There's the first one down.
No, it's closed.
So yeah, we don't know about the second one yet.
Yeah, first one's closed. Now, when it reset, did that open and then close?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right.
No, you haven't seen that one open, right? But having seen, you know, having seen the island from the coast where you came, you know, where you came down, where you found the hatches and so forth, and now having seen it, you can imagine what it looks like and how it works, that it's basically an underwater lock.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, exactly. So it fills
somewhere.
Up with water, or you drain it of water.
Yep.
To the same level as the sub. Sub goes in, both doors close, it fills up with water, and you go straight out into the sea.
Exactly.
All right. I was going to say that was my second guess, but my first guess was that's where all the zombies were.
Shall we look into sub next?
Yeah, I think maybe if we search the sub, and
there must be good German secrets there.
We have the rest of the men search the armory.
Ah, yes.
The magazine.
Yes, very good.
I would be happy to lead the men to the armory, if that's what you wish, gentlemen.
What is your name?
Sergei Popov. We talked on the boat, don't you remember?
No, Popov. Popov. Yes. Okay, Popov. Yes. Very good. Take the man and see if you can find anything.
I will do that.
I assume a Russian heel click.
You assume incorrectly, but carry on.
Oh, wow.
We should take a few men with us to the sub, no?
Yeah. Half three. And half.
Half and half. Very good.
So five with us and five with Sean.
Well,
plus he gets the two 14. NPCs if we want.
Okay. So let's follow just for the just for something interesting. Let's follow Mr. Popov. So a group of you are sort of clambering up onto the sub. You have to kind of climb up onto the deck, which isn't difficult. It's certainly not dangerous. You just have to kind of work at it to climb over some of the broken scaffolding and so forth that's laying on top of the sub. But you can get up there. It's not going to be...
And the crane was crashed into this one, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
So we will follow Mr. Popov. So you are headed to the door that said magazine?
I believe I was sent off to the one command center in Armory. But I did not
say... I did say Armory. I don't know why. I said magazine, but that's probably because I didn't notice that it said Armory.
Well, there's one of each. Oh.
Yeah, so I initially meant Armory. So probably the command center Armory. That's probably the good place to start.
Okay, so Mr. Popov, you take your detachment around to the bottom of the bay area there. And there is one of these blast doors, one of these electric blast doors, labeled Command Center and Armory. There's a button to press to, big switch that you throw, and the door rolls open, leading to a hallway, as you can see, with a couple of rooms leading off it.
I believe I will put my hand on the right wall and go into the first door I find on my right. If I'm reading this right, that's number 16, perhaps?
Yep. So that door is just a standard, kind of your everyday door, the doorknob. There is a kind of a window porthole in the door as there are.
So a bunch of shit just stopped working on it. So it was like, okay, well basically now it's just a digital watch. So
thank you, 19. Yeah. Matt, are you Max, are you wanting to be muted?
Oh my god, sorry.
So the porthole is like everyone. A broken digital watch.
I'm really confused.
Yeah. We'll have to cut that out. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, cut it out.
Heck no. It's comedy right there. Comedy
great.
Gold.
Great. Awesome.
Cool, baby.
Awesome.
So
you
can
hear me talking shit on the pebble.
I'm going to slowly sort of peer up into the porthole to see if I can get a glance before walking in.
Sure. So you can see the room is pretty much dominated by a huge table that fills most of the room. There's just kind of enough room around the edges for one, maybe two people to kind of slip by each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that there is a big map of the South Atlantic on this big old table.
I will open the door and walk in and look at the map. And does anything strike me as I'm looking at anything jump out, like there's a big X mark or lines or anything that makes me go, that seems important to them?
So, the map, if you look at in the notes, there's a, you know, is not really covered in the notes. But the map is, you know, as I said, it's kind of the South Atlantic, right? So on one side is the coast of South America. On the other side is the coast of Africa. On, you know, one edge is, you know, the coast of Antarctica. And, you know, it goes almost north enough to the Strait of Gibraltar.
Okay.
And scattered around the floor as you come in are a number of tiny little wooden bits that look like they've been, you know, that are not wooden, they're nylon, they're plastic. Little bits that look like, you know, ships and submarines in various colors. And they have little magnets attached to them. And, you know, off in one corner, there's a thing that looks like the croupier stick from a craps table, right? So you very, you know, quickly get the idea that, you know, this is, you know, the map where they're kind of tracking ship movements, right? So they would put these markers, you know, that are magnetized on the table, so they, you know, stay there, and then they use the stick to push them around as they get radio reports of where different things are, right? So you can see that, you know, you can pretty clearly see on the map where Saxenburg Island is, where you are. You know, it's marked very clearly. And you can see that there are some deep scratches in the paint coming from the Strait of Gibraltar and from points north, you know, in kind of this arcing line down through the Atlantic to Saxenburg Island.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, a few other kind of lighter scratches kind of here and there and along the coast. And, you know, but the really kind of deep scratches are coming, like I said, from north down to Saxenburg. What strikes you as interesting is that as many, you know, kind of deep scratches and grooves as there are coming from, you know, Europe and the Mediterranean down to Saxenburg, there are nearly as many going from Saxenburg down to a point on the Antarctic coastline.
Hmm. So is it, this map is attached to the table? Is it something that we could pull off the table?
No, it's painted on the table.
Okay.
And in fact, I do not have a picture of it.
Well, I will. Yeah, right. Somebody may have a camera or something, or I'll just sort of scratch out more or less where I think the coordinates are and trace over it.
Yep. And there is a, there's, you know, kind of like right down, just inland from the Antarctic coast where the lines are leading to, there is a symbol painted on the map that you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But you, as you know, kind of everyone comes into the room and looks at it. You know, Mr. Franklin is with you. That's Steve's character.
Yep.
And he, you know, when he sees it, you know, you can hear him, you know, kind of audibly gasp, and you look up, and it, you know, his eyes are wide, and it looks like he's just gone white. And someone tells Steve that he needs to lose a point of sand. Someone take a note.
Mr. Franklin, what is the problem?
That symbol, it's bad. I don't know what the Germans are doing down there, but if it has anything to do with that symbol, it's bad news. We need to tell people.
Okay, we will tell people. Looking around the room, is there anything on the walls taped up? Any other information we think might be useful?
There is, you know, the walls of the room are mostly dominated with tables, like chalkboard, you know, tables drawn on chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
That look to be recordings of, you know, ships and movements, ships, movements, times, locations, that sort of thing.
Do I think that this would be the sort of thing that military command would be interested in, or is it too old at this point?
There's dates and times there, of course. And the oldest items are about a month old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we'll move on to the next, out of here to the next room. Okay. Unless Mr. Franklin wants to look around some more.
Sorry, did you mean
Mr. Franklin shakes his head and says he wants to get out of this room as quickly as possible, please.
You mean the newest items are a month old or the oldest items?
No, I'm sorry. Yes, the most recent.
Okay, good. Okay.
The most recent entries are a month old. I apologize. Let's cut back to Corporal Goetz and Monsieur de la Mer.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, so I guess I will lead the climb.
I'll be right behind him.
Up and over the side.
And then into the belly of the beast.
Get a big flashlight. Shine it down in there. What have you here?
Now, this is a tangent question, but didn't the last time Skype of Cthulhu encountered a submarine, it was blown up?
I believe that happened, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. But there were bad people in it when it was blown up.
Okay.
But it did. I think it did derail. Yeah, it was a little bit sketchy.
So, yeah. Edwin first, Max second, Mooks third.
Okay. So this is a very large submarine. It's well over 200 feet in length. You can see from the markings on it, this is actually the UX-824. Designation,
and I assume it is dead at the moment. Not vibrating or
no.
I assume there's no power.
It's not on.
Yep,
not on.
Yeah. Somebody turned it off.
He's with them probably.
It's a push button.
So yeah, I guess assuming it looks reasonable, climb on down the main ladder there.
Yeah, and I say we go towards the main
cockpit.
Yeah, the cockpit.
The bridge.
Whatever. Yeah.
Bridge. Bridge.
We did spend a command. Yeah, we spent a week on a British sub, so hopefully we have some clue. But yeah, I think that's the place to aim to.
Sure. So as you climb, as you're climbing down into the hull of this of the sub, you can see that this sub looks like it has been largely stripped of parts. In some places, even some of the pieces from the steel plating of the hull are missing.
Oh.
And as you get into the command bridge, you can see that it has been almost completely stripped, right? The control panels are, have been pulled off. Wiring has been pulled out. It is very clearly not going to function. In case you were thinking of, using it to sail out, this is pretty well pulled apart. There is
why?
One bit of instrumentation that is still intact, though.
Okay.
Self-destruct piece. What is it?
No, actually, it's a box, and the box has some little posts sticking out of it as, like the post that a knob or a dial would be on, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the knob, the dials themselves have been removed, so you just have the little posts sticking up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there are some gauges around it, kind of around the edge of this box, all of which have been shattered and broken. But the center of the box is kind of dominated by this large glass screen that is, the screen is broken, but it looks like just the glass over the screen has been broken. And, you know, it looks like the, I'm sure you guys, it looks like the screen of some kind of display, like a radar display. And very clearly, this box is not original equipment on the sub. It's bolted onto one of the stations. Give me a idea roll.
Anything mechanical I could use for my?
In a moment.
03.
So yeah,
need to.
The station that this is mounted on is the navigation station.
Oh, so it's like a camera, maybe?
I suspect it may be depth finder or sonar, radar.
Maybe some sort of viewing device.
Yes, perhaps. But there must be other radars on the sub as well, or used to be. Are there any words on the box anywhere, or units for the, even though the gauges are broken, are they labeled with units at all?
They are labeled with various units, most of which seem to have to do with distance, but some have to do, some are electrical values, currents and voltages and things of that nature.
Can I use some sort of engineering? The whole ship would have to be on to turn this thing on. Does it have its own power supply?
You may give me an electrical repair roll.
Eighty is not a success with my 50 skill.
How about a mechanical repair roll?
Well, slightly less, but we'll see. Ah, yes, a 29 out of 40.
So you're clearly not an electrician.
Which is funny because I'm more of an electrician than a mechanic.
That is kind of funny. Maybe it just has you a little kerfuffled at the moment. You can see that this device was clearly bolted onto the ship sometime well after the she was launched, and you can see pretty clearly how to remove it.
And why don't I do that?
And you can see that it's largely just plugged into the wiring bus on the navigation station.
Okay.
So you expect you would expect that you can pull this off and some other competent electrician with the appropriate tools could figure out what the electrical interface here is and power this thing.
Right. We could probably plug it into our ship if we needed to.
Do we think the electrical is just power, or does it affect the controls of the ship?
It is just power.
Okay.
There are only a very few wires coming out of it.
And there, yep. Great. Yes, perhaps this is the new German technology, but why would they leave this and not the others? Perhaps it is booby-trapped.
Did I notice any booby traps while I was tinkering, Jim?
No, you did not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe it didn't look valuable enough. I mean, copper and other materials.
Ah, but we have taken everything else. Very strange. Well, yes, we should bring it back. I'm sure the...
Yes, you too. Please. I'll just point at two of the mooks and have them carry it out.
Okay. Let's cut back to you, Mr. Popov. You guys are working on pulling that out.
Mm-hmm. So we have left the room we were in, and we are moving down to the next room, which is the 17s or so.
Okay. Yep. So there is a blast at the door there that you know, approach. And you flip the switch and the blast door opens. You come in to the armory.
Find the armory. Sorry, which room are you? Did you go to 17 or 18?
17.
17, okay.
One of the 17s, apparently.
Yep.
So, yeah, so, you know, all three of the 17s, if you will, have a bulkhead door with a porthole, and you can take a quick look through, and they're all basically identical. They are, the walls are, covered floor to ceiling with racks. And they are very clearly weapon racks.
Mm-hmm.
They are all, however, empty, except for in the southernmost one.
Okay.
As you look in, you can see some kind of devices sitting in a rack kind of down towards the floor.
Okay. I will. Does it seem like they're aimed at the door?
No. They look like they're just sitting on the rack.
Okay. I just didn't know if these guys had finally figured out. Oh, we should leave a booby trap. But okay, I will open the door.
Okay. And you find two German flamethrowers.
Ooh.
Uh huh. Well, I will have one of the brave soldiers working with us. There are two of them each take a flamethrower then, I guess.
I think we can say that Mr. Ferguson is with you as well.
Okay.
I hear that he loves flamethrowers.
almost
as good as dynamite.
In a minute or two, Ooh. He might even tell us how much he likes.
I'll take one of those.
There you go.
All right. So one will go to one of the soldiers and one will go to Mr. Ferguson. And seeing nothing else, I guess we'll go to the next door on the left unless you want to jump to the other group.
Nope, we'll stick with you for a moment yet. Okay, so kind of making your way back down the corridor towards 18, which is, again, just another regular, everyday door. The door is labeled Command Center.
Mm-hmm. I will open the door, bravely.
I admire your pluck. So yes, this is this looks like a command center, right? There's, filing cabinets on the walls and desks and chairs kind of around the edges, except for the door in the far wall there. However, this room has been rummaged quite well. All of the filing cabinets are pulled open and their contents are, have been pulled out and not just strewn about, but it looks like it's all been deliberately burned.
Hmm.
And deliberately in the sense that there clearly wasn't just a big general fire here, right? There's just small piles and, waste bins of, ash and burnt paper and so forth. On one of the desks, there is a black device about the size of a typewriter, only with far too many keys and dials and knobs. But it has been smashed almost to pieces.
It says that one desk has an enigma on it.
Yes. What is on the desk? It is an enigma. I will instruct the men, and I myself will look around thoroughly to see if perhaps some piece of paper might have been missed in the the thorough burning that happened here.
Spot hidden rolls. You and Randall?
Sure. Let me.
Just made it.
Okay. Let's give it to Sean then. Still looking forward to die.
You do not find anything. Whoever secured this room did a very thorough job of it.
Does the desk that the strange-looking device is on have any drawers in it or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, we will take a look at the door going to the west there.
Okay. As you do so, would you please make a sand roll?
Yeah, that's excellent. A 92, so that's a fail.
And presumably Mr. Ferguson can make this sand roll too.
Let's see. 80. That's not a pass.
Where is it? Oh, here we go. Sorry, Sean, did you pass or fail?
I failed.
Okay. So that's a D10 for both of you.
Woo!
Thus it begins. That would be a 6 for me.
Oh. And 1 for me.
Okay.
Phew.
Oh, what is that?
So as you're, you know, as you're both kind of looking at the door and you start to approach it, right, there's, you know, kind of a glass pane in the door. And as you walk towards it, you can see suddenly it looks like just so quickly that it might as well be from out of nowhere. There's a slam as three faces are just pressed up against the glass. But you very quickly notice that these appear to be the faces of dead men. You know, the skin is torn and ripped, and you know the teeth on one are exposed, and there's an eye hanging out on another, and you know they look like, you know, dead cadaverous heads. And you take that in just long enough to then realize that it looks like, as they're all kind of pressed up against the glass and pressed together, that they're all melted together. The skin from one is actually attaching to the other, and the skin from that one is attaching to the other, and it's quite a disturbing sight. And then just as you sort of take that in, they disappear.
What just happened here? Did you see that?
And I feel like I should do an idea roll. I did lose 6 points.
Yeah, but we're not in combat, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I mean, unless you are going to like start fighting Mr. Ferguson or something.
No. Not Mr. Ferguson specifically, but I don't think
give it a try.
I just gave him a flamethrower. Of course I'm not going to fight Mr. Ferguson. but I am going to unholster my rifle and kick open the door, or at least sort of use my foot to open it so I'm in a combat position when it opens.
Oh, man. Wow. Good thing I'm not there.
You kick open the door and you find a large radio. The radio has been smashed beyond repair. And in fact, not just smashed, but at least Mr. Ferguson, if no one else, would recognize that it looks like the radio has actually been blown up with a thermite grenade.
All right. Someone didn't want us to find anything here.
There's one or two dials that are still intact, but, you know, on balance, it's completely destroyed and, you know, just kind of a twisted mess of wires and melted casing. Spot hidden rolls.
Nope.
Oh, 6.
As you, you know, kind of look in, as you kick the door open and come in and you see the radio and smashed and melted, you look up just in time to see the grating on the air vent.
Mm-hmm.
Bend back into place. As if something was above, you know, and had bent the grating down and is now pulling it, you know, is just finished bending it back up.
Oh, we should tell the boss. Let me call the boss.
What do you see? I didn't see it.
Nope.
You know, other than the ghost we just saw and whatever is there. Didn't you see that?
See what?
Up there. Look at that. Look.
Do I hear any movement up there?
Listen, roll.
That's a fail.
You hear the hum of the generator.
I'll start calling for Max's character.
And given that Max is still on the submarine, there's no chance he's going to hear
you. Oh,
but okay. let's cut back to the submarine crew.
Okay, I will switch.
Yeah. So. Where else did we look in the sub? I think there must be a map room.
Yes. The navigation room.
Perhaps the missile room. A missile room. And perhaps the captain's quarters.
Yes. Okay, men, spread out. We'll, start looking for navigation. It sounds like a good place to go.
Well, you were at you were at the navigation station.
Oh, right? Well,
where the device was.
Is there a map room? Are there charts in here, or are there places where charts would have been?
There are places where charts would have been. Yes.
Mm. Okay. So perhaps the captain's quarters.
Yeah. We'll look for the captain's quarters and kind of try and assess the general state of things. If everything looks like the whole ship is basically trashed, then I mean,
yeah. So you can, you know, fairly quickly sweep the sub. You don't find any bodies. You don't find any people. You know, all of the
signs of like no blood spatters on the wall. No nothing.
You know, all of the equipment throughout the sub has been, you know, smashed or broken or removed at some point in the past. In the torpedo room, it is empty. There are no torpedoes.
Okay.
In the torpedo room or the torpedo storage.
Hmm.
The captain's quarters specifically, you don't find any papers or logbooks or secret German communiques.
Okay. red herring. Perhaps they must have had another submarine here. Then they moved everything from the one to the other and took off perhaps for other places.
Well,
but it was good. It's good to search.
One of your commandos comes down, one of them who was working on removing the device, comes down, or calls down, Corporal Goetz!
Yeah.
Mr. Ferguson is calling for you. He sounds like he's in trouble.
I look at Edwin's character. Pierre. Philippe. Monsieur de la Mer. La Mer. Let's go. Start like running. See what's wrong with Ferguson.
Yes, very good. We will help out him. Perhaps he has exploded something.
There's a good chance, yeah.
Okay, back to Ferguson and Popov.
So I want to. So can you describe exactly where I saw it? Is it in front of us, on top of us?
So when last we spoke, you were in the radio room, which is room 19, on the bottom there, and that black square is the ventilation duct that you saw being pulled back into position.
Okay. There's something there. I'm pretty sure I saw something there, other than a ghost. Did you see the ghost? The boss is not gonna believe me. You need to tell him that you saw them too. We need to blow this up.
I did see something in the room. I don't know if it was a ghost, but something creepy. But I don't know where it went to.
Pretty sure it went down there.
Down where, my comrade?
I will point to the door.
Up. The ventilation ducts are in the ceiling.
Oh, up.
didn't the others say they saw some man in the ventilation shaft disappear? Is there something in the ventilation shafts here, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe should be moving there. Just
maybe
be careful.
You should.
And let me light this up.
Just about at that point, the others arrive.
Yeah. Ferguson. What is the matter?
Well, we saw some ghosts here.
Is there no blood? Is there no blood? Oh. Nobody's on fire.
There's no blood. Nobody's on fire.
Oh, like walk right up to him, stare at him.
Ghost?
What is it?
Yeah, tell them what you saw then too, right? And it went up there, up the ventilation duct.
There was a creature, some sort of amalgamation, if you will, of three men melted together. They looked dead. It took me quite aback. But when we came in the room, they disappeared.
Hmm. We did see something.
Is that so? Yeah.
Previous in the ventilation. Perhaps there are some otters or something.
Otters?
Otters?
Some sort of sea creature. Perhaps.
No, this is definitely...
In the ventilation shaft?
It was definitely large enough to put its face against the hole in the door there. That's no... Unless it's a giant otter of unusual size.
A seal?
Yeah,
there are many, many animals bigger than man.
I'm going to order some of the mooks that we have to just keep their guns out and watch the vents.
They do so nervously.
Good.
This is good. You found some somethings, I see.
The room back there is a map room. They have something going on in Antarctica. And Mr. Franklin, he looks a little shaken here. He saw some symbol. He does not wish to talk about it. But otherwise, we found flamethrowers that Mr. Ferguson likes and saw creepy things.
Well, the submarine has been completely stripped, aside from some little box that we will have to look at later. But perhaps we continue looking here.
Oh, they do everything here as well. Don't make no mistake. They didn't want us to find anything. So, but I will say that let's take a look at whatever is hiding there. I'm pretty sure that's nasty.
It's interesting that they destroyed so many things as if they left on purpose, but it seems like the generator they just left running until the diesel ran out. As if they left things turned on.
Or maybe they left in the hurry.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. They took the time to remove everything, to burn things, to clear out. I mean, a submarine would have taken days to strip as they did. They even took pieces of the hull. But so they did not leave in a hurry, at least many of them. I mean,
no.
No,
it's calculated. The room you went through there, the papers were burned systematically. Nothing was left behind.
Yes, but the generators they left running.
Well,
a mechanical repair roll from anyone who would care to do so? Or electrical, either way. Either one will work.
Electrical is an 04.
Okay.
I didn't pass.
I have a one lucked, and I will pass a mechanical.
Okay. So you guys would have figured out by now that all of the blast doors that you have seen, the electrical blast doors, mm-hmm. are designed that when the power goes out, they fail shut.
Gotcha.
So if you were evacuating the base, you know, and didn't want to climb out the ventilation shaft like you guys did, if you are evacuating the base to a man, you have to leave the generator on. Otherwise, you have no way to get out.
Right.
Well, that's just very good.
That you are smart.
But in any case, they did not leave in a too big of a hurry, perhaps. But they did clear out. Well, we should finish searching the base, no? There may still be something they left behind by mistake.
Yeah, We should finish searching and then see what our next move is. We definitely have to advise.
Yes, once we get back to our submarine, perhaps we can send word of everything.
And I forget Steve's character's name. What did he see? The symbol.
A symbol on the map in Antarctica.
In Antarctica coast. Right.
Yeah.
Out of game, if you want to put it in the notes, because Steve's character will know this. It's the elder symbol, the elder sign.
On Antarctica.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that none of you guys have any Cthulhu mythos. So you know
something
that.
Bad. It's elder sign now.
Now, yes, we have a little more to explore here to see what's what.
Yep, let's do it room by room. And make sure that
we should make sure that we know whatever is on those ventilation chaps or whatever they are. Should we say poo-poo up there?
Well, I have men training guns on the ventilation shafts while we're walking around, so I think we're going to be at least warned. If not, okay.
You're the chief.
All right, so let's walk around in one big ass group.
Yes. I guess 20?
20 is the generator room.
Oh, okay. So 20, 9, 10. Oh, so I guess maybe 11 now. Now we can go to the magazine.
Yep.
Yep. So you kind of cautiously make your way over there. This is one of the blast doors. It is labeled magazine. You open it up, and you can see there's this hallway with additional blast doors leading off of it. And if you were to look in any of those, you would see that yes, this is in fact a magazine. The rooms themselves are, you know, very heavily reinforced concrete, and most of what's in here are very large, very dangerous-looking torpedoes.
Oi.
Hmm.
That is interesting. They took these torpedoes out of the submarine, but then they just left them here in the... Very strange.
In one of the rooms, in addition to the torpedoes, one of the rooms actually has on the shelves, kind of shelves of 88 millimeter shells, which you would which at least some of you among you would probably recognize are the shells for the deck guns on a sub.
Deck gun. Yeah.
Hmm.
And that was the deck guns were not on the sub, I assume.
They would the deck guns on the sub that's in there are yeah. there is a deck gun on there, but it is kind of buried under the twisted metal of the loading derrick.
Okay.
Interesting. Good to remember. I wonder if there's a way to get information on the torpedoes to perhaps just the is it the front? Where is the brain of a torpedo? Do torpedoes have brains in this era? I don't actually know.
I don't think so. I think it's just a.
There are homing torpedoes. That is a thing. Not all of them are, of course. You know, some are just firing a straight.
Timed or impact, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but there is such a thing as there are homing torpedoes in this area.
It seems that the general command would be interested in the German torpedo technology.
Yes.
I don't know if... I suppose people can come back later. Now that it is empty and safe, we could send back... perhaps even the submarine could come in through the submarine entrance. The port.
Yeah, seems possible.
We'll just note them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. Let's keep going.
All right.
So it is the stores?
Stores. We haven't checked.
Mm-hmm. Are they black squares, the roof fence?
Yes.
Or are they? Okay. They're air vents. Okay.
As you make your way, so you're headed to the stores next?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's not a problem. We're over there. The door here is a bulkhead. Presumably, you just pop it open and.
Yes. We pop it open.
So yeah, these are you know, you can very clearly kind of sweep and clear these and. See that this is these are storerooms. The walls are lined with metal shelves, all of which are empty.
This just the room we're in, or do the other rooms as well?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you look through the doors, pop the doors open. It looks like all three are completely empty.
Yeah, okay. Figures.
It is, I guess we have only the one other blast door to the main entrance.
The barracks and the exit.
Yes.
Well.
Let us see what is there.
Yeah? Yeah. So we'll head to the barracks and...
Ferguson is just staying behind. He doesn't want to see more burn faces.
Yes,
chance. Showing up in weird places.
Okay.
No, nope,
so
everyone's
staying
coming.
Behind in the stores.
Nope.
No. Go in last.
You're just
Ferguson.
Last in
up
line.
Front.
Chief,
up front.
Chief,
front
I'm
with
right
your
here.
Flamethrower.
Yes, if you have the flamethrower, you're in the front, my friend.
Yes, the front.
Coming up,
the front.
Coming up behind you, sir.
So as you guys exit the stores and argue about who should be in front and who should not, you hear a loud bang. Like, oy. Not like an explosive bang or a gunshot, but like a...
Like a door a slamming. Metal,
from where?
Bang. It echoes in this, in the dock here. I mean, it's just so loud. Or is so... The dock here is just so large, right? That this bang just kind of echoes around. You can't really see where it's coming from. But you can see that a half moment later, the lights go out.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have this giant flashlight from the submarine. I will turn it on.
And it is
in a group, back to back.
It is dead silent. You don't hear the hum of the generator or the air filtration unit.
Back to back. Circle up.
And I'll start shining the light around. Let's see what we see, if anything.
I'm pretty sure it's that thing, Chief.
Get the flames already.
That's what happens, light.
I got it ready. You know, small light coming out. Small
kind of fire. I want to make sure we have flamethrowers on opposite sides of the circle. And then, okay, quiet.
Can I get everyone's dexes, please? In just a second. Oh, God. Sorry, I'm not actually ready for
it. Oh, God.
I need to get myself organized. There might be a reason.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Surprise.
let's see.
It's not like we're going to...
Monsieur Delamere?
75.
Corporal Goetz?
12 times 5. Sorry, I don't have the 7th ed sheet.
60.
There you go.
Okay. Mr. Franklin is cowering in fear, we'll say, for the moment. So
10.
0. I don't know. Mr. Ferguson?
70.
70 it is. And Mr. Popoff?
60.
60 it is. Okay. So, next, let's get sand rolls from everyone.
Pass.
Fail.
Pass.
Ooh, pass.
Okay. A D3 for the passing. A D10 for the failing.
2.
1.
2.
One.
Okay. So as the the lights have gone out and you gathered around and Monsieur Delamere shines his flashlight around. Dropping down from the ceiling, kind of not really oozing out of one of the ceiling grates, but unfolding from it and falling to the floor of the bay here, is something that you can only describe as a huge writhing pile of dead bodies. But, it's dead bodies kind of stuck together and fused together to form some semblance of some grotesque creature.
Melting as they approach us. And I set it on fire.
Monsieur Delamere.
I will
I think simply concentrate the flashlight on it and
that thing, shoot it, kill it. Oi.
And I sort of back up a little bit, but I'll do my best to keep the flashlight on it.
Mr. Ferguson.
I will set it on fire. Is that a heavy machine?
Yes. Unless you actually have some skill in operating German flamethrowers.
No, but it's. I'm gonna make it a. Oh, no, actually, it is a hard success. 22 out of 45.
Okay.
Aye.
Some damage.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea.
2d10.
Flamethrowers. 2d10. Okay. Ooh, 13 total.
Okay. There's kind of a, it's like all the heads on this thing kind of scream at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a terribly unpleasant sound because they're not really screaming. They're just kind of breathing loudly in some semblance of unison. And you can see as, you know, this thing kind of writhes around, you know, the bits and pieces of dead bodies, you know, are moving across each other and forming and, you know, attaching and reattaching, and a, you know, a large, you know, you would almost want to describe it as a tentacle, but it's a tentacle made out of, like, you know, arms and legs and torsos and, you know, heads kind of, you know, whips out from the center mass of this thing at Mr. Ferguson.
Oh, thank God.
You may have a chance to dodge if you wish, Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, I need to turn it off and try to dodge, right? So that's what I will do.
Well, you don't have God, to. If you don't dodge and he hits the tank.
46, let's see. Ooh, yeah, I will burn one lock and dodge.
As you just manage to step out of the way as this horrible, grotesque arm appendage thing barely misses you. Corporal Goetz.
Jim, you may have skipped me.
I thought you said you were 60.
We're both 60.
I'm 60. Oh, we're 60. Yeah, okay, yes, thank you.
How far away is this thing?
I happened to put you last on the list. Not very.
Like 5 yards away, 10 yards away, 20 yards away.
5 yards.
5 yards. Oh, God.
Bonus die.
Yeah, but with a grenade, that's bad for all of us.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my Webley and take 2 shots into this thing.
Okay.
And I'm not good, so hopefully I don't shoot someone else. Oh, 94. No. And a 96.
Oh, did you get a bonus die for the Webley on the first one?
No.
For point blank? I don't know.
Okay.
Seems reasonable to me. It's big and it's okay. Really close, so yeah.
So should I just shift my dice rolls? So that way I totally fail the first one, but I got an 06 on the second shot?
That works.
okay, so D10. 2 damage.
Okay. You can see it, you know, you blow apart some bits of apparently dead and rotting flesh from some poor soul's arm or something.
I have this wonderful vision of, you know, 10 or 12 machine guns coming out from the mooks and just
Well, they're waiting to be given orders, so.
I gave them orders. I said, shoot it.
Yeah. If I'm sorry. Speaking action for my turn. Shoot it! I would think my shooting it would be a sign to them to shoot it.
Well, they're a little bit stunned. Maybe they'll open up next round. Mr. Popov.
Yes, I will step to the side of the group and said, men on me, in that commanding type tone.
And we shoot him?
And proceed to shoot at him. No, I'm going to shoot at him too, but I'm trying to convince the men to sort of get out of their stupor and fight.
And trying to rally the troops. Very good.
Wow, that's an 0-1.
Ooh.
Well, how does that work again? Sorry.
10 plus D10? Or whatever the
it's a 2d6 plus 4.
Yep. So max damage plus roll damage.
12, 16 plus 24 points.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah. So you light into this thing, chunks of flesh and bone and bits of limb tear off and fall to the ground, and you can see that as that happens, other bits of the creature kind of flop on top of the bits that fell off and reabsorb them.
Yeah.
Monsieur de la Mer.
Well, I am going to assume that somebody somewhere has a second flashlight, and I'm going to grab it.
That's a reasonable assumption. I'm good.
Now I got two flashlights. I can't fight. Sorry, guys.
And run towards the generator room.
Okay.
So I will have. I'll leave a flashlight with somebody so they can keep light on the creature. And I will run towards the generator room.
Okay.
Jamaica, where are you going?
I'm going to put the lights on.
Mr. Ferguson.
I will try it one more time. Set it on fire. Oh, 7. Very nice.
Okay.
That is actually an impale on the roll.
And you can't impale with a flamethrower.
Nice try.
Yeah, for 2 points of damage.
Okay. And, roll me another D10 for the fire that's already burning on it.
Oh, 4 more points. Okay. 6 total.
It's because you turned it off. It doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully if the mooks fire, then that's another flamethrower.
It screams in pain again. Yeah, the other soldiers, open up with their rifles, but as you can see, you can see that the ones with the rifles, essentially you've realized by this point, when it's being hit with, a shell, a bullet, right? Some piece of it is tearing off and falling to the ground, and it's just reabsorbing it, right? So. Functionally, the guns are not doing anything to this thing.
Mm.
The fellow with the flamethrower seems to be struggling to get his to work.
Fuck!
He just rolled a 94, so. Corporal Goetz.
No!
No, wait a second. I'm sorry. The creature gets to... going to take another swipe at Mr. Ferguson went, first. Right?
Oh, no.
Would you care to dodge again, sir?
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to. It's totally up to
38 is a pass.
Okay. What kind of pass?
Normal pass, though.
Okay. The creature did much better than you, I'm afraid.
Oh.
So you may have 5 points of damage as it smacks you quite hard with one of these limbs made of dead rotting leaves.
It was the ultimate smack. It was just like a bunch of different arms just smacking him all at the same time. A little old high 300.
Okay, now, Corporal Guts. My apologies, sir.
Chief, set it on fire, Chief!
Do I think I would be able to possibly throw a grenade on the far side of it so that minimal damage comes to us?
Nothing is impossible.
Oh, God. But how possible?
It would have to be a nice big high arc, a very high narrow arc, right?
I have a skill of 33%.
To get up and over and fall down on the other side of it. You know, but trying to throw, you know, a high narrow arc like that, you know, the failure is going to be, you know, just straight up and back down, basically.
Right. But what about
it's going to be so let me answer your question. It's going to be extremely hard to do that successfully.
Wait, but it's pretty close though, right?
Yeah.
So couldn't you bowling ball it into it?
Yeah, like underneath it, like under its mass.
Because it's a swarming mass.
You could certainly try that too.
That's what I'm going to try.
That might only be, say, difficult. I mean, hard.
No, that's, I'm gonna try that. No problem. You can just roll it along the ground there.
So is that a throw or a strength roll?
A short toss, like right at the where the mass meets the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's still a throw. Right, because you're trying to aim it in the right, you're trying to, you know, throw slash roll it in the right direction.
I say, get ready! Oh, four! Yeah! Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah! Tick that skill.
Yep.
Oh, man. Clutch roll. Okay, so that's 4d6. 5 plus 6 plus 2 plus 1
14 total?
Yeah.
Bits of the creature go flying
farther than it can catch. Ha!
Many of them end up on you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite disgusting. But there's still kind of a central core that's writhing around. And you can see it kind of flopping and, you know, absorbing the bits and pieces that it can get to. Mr. Popov.
I believe I will also try a throw roll with a grenade. With a 0-4 in the last one, this should be a 96.
Oh.
Nope, it's a 32 out of 61.
Nice.
Sure you don't want to make it a 30 out of 61?
Yeah, I kind of do. Let's burn a couple up there. Just in case.
Okay, roll some damage.
Sorry, Max, what was your grenade?
4d6.
11, 18.
Nice.
Yeah, that blows apart the rest of it that was still moving. And it just kind of, there's kind of gore and, you know, bits of body part. You know, probably a good 20 bodies at least. Arms and limbs and fingers and toes and heads and portions of torso and organs and various viscera and entrails kind of splattered all over the floor and the wall, into the water and all over you. Kind of take a moment to take a breath, look around, and a minute later you hear the generator start back up and the lights come back on.
Do I get
what
a sense
in the hell was that?
Do I get a sense that this is what I saw through the window earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
And I assume it was De La Mer who turned the generator back on, not
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. We'll now cut to Monsieur De La Mer as you enter the generator room and see. No. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And is it obvious, like, is the on-off switch, the kill switch, like, covered in gore?
Yes.
Okay.
What the hell were the goddamn Nazis doing here?
Leaving, I believe.
See, well, we're running away from this thing, Chief.
Could we tell what kind of bodies the thing was made up of? Oh, okay. Was it German soldiers, or was it who was it?
Spot hidden rolls.
No.
Oops, wrong.
I pass. Ferguson sees it.
37.
Yeah. Hard success.
Yeah, so you guys kind of dig through the the various gory bits and pieces and nastiness, and you can see that there are some scraps of fabric attached to some of the bits that are still somewhat whole. And yeah, there does appear to be some German insignia.
Have we found any gasoline or just the diesel for the generator?
Just the diesel for the generator.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I think this is what happened to them. But
some of them must have left because they have cleaned up. They have obviously taken off.
Yeah,
but
maybe
they trapped
this was,
thing here.
Maybe this was the last to leave, and that's maybe this thing damaged the submarine so they couldn't leave.
Perhaps. But they did leave.
Well, not these ones.
These ones did not leave. And I'm worried that there might be another of these. We should teach that man how to use the flamethrower.
Mr. Ferguson, you can see he's kind of looking back and forth between the remains of the creature and the open door to the vault. Mm-hmm. And he would mention that he does know that the Germans have been experimenting with strange and unnatural things.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell you that he believes that this thing or something very much like it, or more than one of these things, if there's another one floating around, or whatever, is what was in the vault and did that damage to the vault.
You mean Franklin, right?
Yeah, sorry,
Franklin. Steve's character? Okay, yeah. Yep. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know those things. Thank you, Franklin.
Perhaps they locked it in the vault in an attempt to escape. Are any of the bits and pieces still moving, or does it seem like it's not going to recover quickly?
None of it is still moving.
I will set on fire the pieces, though. I will, start burning things up.
This is going to start. Hand me your flamethrower. This one's
Hold on,
out.
Chief. Hold on, Chief. Hey, by the way, so this thing that just came at us, where did it come from?
It dropped out of the vents.
From the vents? Okay, so this is the one that we saw. When we get into the room. All right.
We hope. But anyway, so really the only clues we've found here has been Antarctica.
Right. big picture clues, right? Antarctica, something unnatural, and the Elder Sign.
Yeah. Well, I say we've searched everything in this base. Yes.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't even made it to the door to the barracks yet.
We need to make it to the door to the barracks. Crap! That's where all the zombies are. All right, we gotta finish searching the base, and then as soon as we finish, we're outskies.
Yeah, and we can go out through the exit there if we just go. Assuming, yeah, we can just head out.
Yeah. So get our Susie
blast thing ready
so that we can just skedaddle as soon as we open that blast door to the front exit.
Okay. So, any particular order, or where are you headed?
I guess barracks, then through the front exit.
Maybe number one. No, so number one we think is the exit, right? So yeah, so 5, 4, 2, 3, 4, 6 probably, following Popov's order.
Okay, so as you pass the door for number 8, and ignore it for the moment, that door is labeled Operations.
Okay.
The door for number 7 is labeled Medical.
Okay.
The door for number 6 is labeled as the Commander's Room.
Uh-huh.
Like the base commander.
Yep.
The door for number 5 is labeled the Officer's Mess.
Okay.
And that's where you head in first, I believe you said.
Sure.
As you open the door, I need everyone to make a con check.
You stinky.
Oof.
That was a 93. That doesn't seem like a pass.
Call me a pass. Normal pass.
Okay. Those of you who failed immediately vomit, as when you open the door, there is just the worst stench you have ever smelled of just rotting meat and vegetables and nastiness just kind of rolls out at you. And you can see that, those of you who are not vomiting, you can kind of hold your stomach and, enter. You can very quickly look around and see that, there's a larder here, and there's just, stacks of meat and vegetables that are just crawling with maggots, and it is just absolutely disgusting.
The ventilation is not working well.
This is disgusting.
Yes. Yes, close the door. Roll your con check, Max.
Oh, con check? I'll burn one luck to make it.
Iron stomach, that one. No problem.
Looking forward to hearing your German-accented burping.
Yeah. No vomit from me.
All right.
So what did we find? A bunch of dead bodies?
No, rotting. Just the rotting food.
Oh, yum.
Maggots, Yep.
Well, that's just nature. That's not gross.
So I guess number 4.
Yep, so all the doors for number 4 are labeled for various officers.
Dead officer 1, dead officer 2.
They are all kind of just very simple officers' quarters. Very Spartan, just a bed, a little gravity shower in the corner, a writing desk, a quick scan around any of them. There really isn't anything in there.
Okay. What is that? 2.
Door number 2 is labeled as the barracks. And there are number 3 rows of bunk beds. All the bunks are empty. The mattresses are rolled up and tied up very neatly at the end of each bunk. There is kind of a table on. There is a table with a magazine on it, but otherwise, it's the barracks are pretty neat and orderly and fairly empty.
There's no graffiti or anything tucked in any one. Maybe I'll look in one of the mattresses. Just it looks all emptied up.
Roll.
Okay. That is a normal success.
Yep. So there's just the only thing you see is the one magazine, which is just a fairly well thumbed copy of Signal with all sorts of wonderful Nazi propaganda in it.
Okay. And is the back room behind number two more of number two, or what does that? It's unlabeled.
Yes. Sorry, that's the showers and toilets.
Oh, okay.
In the unlabeled space there.
So I guess three.
Yeah, and then number three, our row is, it looks like a mess hall. Rows of tables and benches. Plates and silverware kind of stacked on a table against one wall. Again, all very neat and orderly.
Okay, so 3, 4, 6.
Going into 6, which you already know was the commander's room. It is the the room is actually empty. Now, there isn't even a bunk in here, or a table, or anything.
Hmm?
But there are some strange dark stains on the floor.
Oh, no. Blood.
Is there, let's see, is this a room that has...
It's blood.
Well, this room has a vent. Is it below the air vent, or is it sort of random?
No, it's neither of those things.
Okay.
It's just kind of a big oval area right in the center of the room.
Oh, mm-hmm. So one big stain, okay.
Spot hidden roll.
Success.
Normal.
Around the edges of the stain, you can find some bits of what look in you know, if you were to kind of scratch at them a little bit, feel like wax.
Mine was an extreme success, though.
You find twice as many bits of wax.
Yeah.
In total, you find 5 little piles of wax.
Oh, your wax. Oh. Is the
laid out somewhat regularly?
Oh, interesting.
Like a pentagon.
Mm. Oh, like a candle.
Mm. Yeah.
Does our good friend the parapsychologist have anything to say about this, Mr. Franklin?
Franklin.
Yes, having it pointed out to him, yes, he would very definitely believe that there was some kind of occult ritual being performed here. You know, he would point out that if you draw lines between them, it makes a pentagram, and somebody was doing some kind of ritual here.
Those Nazis are always into that weird stuff, the devil stuff. Yeah.
Does the is the vent shaft in this room look like it has been bent open and closed, or is it open? Or
neither of those things.
Okay, so it just looks undamaged and intact.
Yep.
All right. 6, 7.
Yeah. Next.
Door number 7 is labeled medical. And it is a medical room. Yeah, there's a table and bed for a patient or a couple of patients maybe, and some other tables, and not much else.
Next.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Oops.
So the operations room.
Yeah.
Last one. So this room, you know, has a number of shelves and tables around the outside, around the walls. In the center of the room is a pile of what looks like might have been books and papers, but is now mostly ash.
Let's look through them carefully, see if there's anything. Yeah. Find that leather-skinned book.
Surviving bits. It's a fail for me.
And for me. The others are not interested.
Nope.
Sorry. No.
No, I failed. Failed my reform.
Just ash.
All right. And so that in the center, shelves and tables all empty around the outside. And no hidden spaces, no closed cabinets or anything like that to look in.
You can make another spot hidden roll.
All right. That one.
Oh, 0-2 for me.
Oh.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Wasted roll.
No, it's a successful roll. You successfully found
nothing.
There's nothing there.
Really?
Hey, shit. This doesn't make any sense. Here. It's like the Nazis took the time to burn everything away. Probably, you know, someone was behind all this, and whoever created this monster, is it still here? I don't know. It looks strange to me. Like, whoever set these things on fire and took the time to destroy all the evidence should have been attacked by this creature, don't you think, Chief?
Perhaps while generators are going, the creature stayed up there, and they just had some guards in the generator room. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the Nazis went to Antarctica. For what reason, I don't know. But we need to get out of here.
Yes, and we can send people in for the torpedoes, but we can leave. Here's the door.
Yes, we should leave, and I think we follow the Nazis to Antarctica.
We shall see what our command is, no?
Yes. Knowing full well that if it's not the command, I'm still going to make them go like it is the command.
And I guess we head out the door one, if we can.
You certainly can, yep. Make your way up the ladder and out to the surface. And fire off your green flare, which you know will direct the sub to say, you know, all clear. Send the rest of the landing party, and you kind of bunk down and relax until morning, when a couple of destroyers arrive.
Well, Ferguson is not relaxed. Let me correct you there.
And more boats land, and they take your team off, and additional teams land. So, you know, what happens over the next couple of days is that, you know, some additional teams kind of search, you know, verify your search of the base, and are kind of analyzing the evidence. You are told that the device that you took off the submarine is some kind of navigation device. They've been able to, the technicians have been able to get it working, been able to power it up. They have no idea, they have no clue how it's actually working. They're guessing it's must be receiving some kind of signal of some kind, but they can't find, they haven't found an antenna on it, and it's smashed up enough that who knows what the dials and gauges are actually reading. But the screen itself is legible enough that it's clearly providing some kind of directional information.
Towards south? Antarctica?
Pointing south, yes. And, as this kind of the information that you've gathered makes its way very quickly up the chain of command and very quickly back down again, that yes, this is not good if the Nazis do have some secret base in Antarctica. And they do believe that whatever they're doing in Antarctica is fairly major from the evidence from the map room.
Right.
There was a lot of traffic going there.
A lot of scratches.
Yeah. Right. A lot of traffic going there. So they return everyone back to the HMS Atlantic Isle. And ask you politely, please sit tight as they are sending what ships they can to come down and assist in an assault on whatever it is down in Antarctica.
It's madness is what it is.
Assault on, yes.
The information does come down as well that there seems to be some additional concern, especially echoed by Mr. Franklin, who tells you that if the symbol on the map is indicating where the Nazis are operating. That there was an expedition, somebody called Peabody, a few years ago, that no one kind of gives you any details about it, but Mr. Franklin doesn't really know many details about it other than that it's not good. And I think we will call it there for the evening. It's a good place to.
I will enjoy the last bit of warmth before we head south.
To break.
Awesome.
Nice.
Excellent. That
was great. Very good.
Yeah. Our secret. We're all alive.
Yeah.
This is actually a very good start for this.
It's been fun.
Yep, hopefully that was okay.
Yeah.
Great. Heck yeah. I really did not like that lights off situation.
Yeah, it's good that they seeded it with a couple. I was trying to figure out how to use the 8mm shells, but the flamethrowers, I guess, were enough. Yep. With the grenades.
Yeah, you have the flamethrowers, you have the shells, you could even... pull apart one of the torpedoes if you wanted to.
Right, yeah. that didn't seem dangerous at all.
No.
Nah.
Super safe.
And I mean, in a rush, you're going to do it right there in the room with all the other torpedoes.
Oh, of course, absolutely, yeah. You don't want to just set one of them off. You want to blow up the whole island.
Awesome. That was good. Cool. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us, Sean. Hope that was okay.
It was great.
Yeah, Sean. Good to have you here.
All right.
Good to have you. Yeah, it's popping off. It's popping off in here.
Oh. And then that.
Just
note.
Ignore that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to. Digital watches.
You can't.
All right. Ciao. All
right.
So later, take care, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.